Hey, can you hear me okay? Yeah? Yeah, I can hear you fine too. So, how have you been doing? Yeah? Alright? Holding up okay? This is our first time calling ever since you broke up, right? With your girlfriend? Yeah, I remember when you sent that message, we were all very shocked. Yeah, no, I really thought you guys were doing well. If you're not comfortable with it, you don't have to tell me, but why did you break up? What was the issue? Yeah? Okay, so, yeah, I know you guys were long distance, but why was that such a big problem? I remember that you went to see her a couple of times, right? Yeah? Okay, so, you wanted to try some things with her, and she didn't want to do anything sexual, and that led to you guys disagreeing. Okay, well, as a girl, I mean, I can definitely understand her perspective, and I think you did a pretty good job at trying to respect her boundaries, but I also understand that you could have that frustration, right? Yeah. Oh, so it wasn't really about the frustration? Then what was it about? Why were you so anxious about it? No, I'm sorry for laughing, but I mean, I don't think you have to be worried that you're a virgin. I mean, I kind of sensed it because you didn't really have a girlfriend during high school, and after you got one, you know, it was long distance, so I thought that it would be difficult. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not that surprised, but there's nothing to be worried about. It's no big deal. And come on. You're not even that late. We're still young, right? There's no hurry. I'm sure you'll be able to find a girl that's that'll be open to those things. Yeah. Yeah, I know that you really loved your girlfriend, but if your needs don't align and what you're looking for in a relationship are not the same, then I think it was the right choice to make. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that you've been having a hard time trying to get over her, and I want to help as much as I can. I don't really know what to say though, other than just tell you that you'll find another girl. She's out there somewhere. You just need to keep looking, right? Yeah. Oh, there's another thing you're worried about? What's that? Oh, you're worried that because you're a virgin, you may not be able to satisfy some girls. I understand where you're coming from, but I really don't think you should be worried about that. Because, well, from my experience at least, it doesn't really have a lot to do with virginity, but it's more about the attitude, right? Yeah, and I know that you're a really sweet guy. I know that you're very nice to girls. You try to treat them well, and you respect them. I know that you have the right mindset, so I wouldn't be worried about that. Yeah. Anything else? Oh. You're worried about your size? Come on, like... No, is it? No, I'm sorry. That's the last thing you should be worried about. I'm not gonna say size doesn't matter. It does, but it's not... It doesn't matter in the sense that it has to be big, right? It matters in the sense that you need to find a partner that fits you right. Yeah, so it's all about finding the right girl, and it's not even about finding the quote-unquote the one, right? Like, there can be a lot of girls that are compatible with you and a lot of girls that are not compatible with you. And just because you were with a girl that wasn't compatible with you, you shouldn't let it discourage you from looking for someone that's compatible with you, or think that there's something wrong with you or your body and that you can't satisfy girls. Yeah. I'm sure you'll do fine. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, and girls, I mean, I wouldn't care at least. I don't think girls care if their boyfriend is a virgin. Yeah, that's kind of sweet, you know? Then I think that it would make it more special because, you know that it's going to be memorable, right? You know that your boyfriend is going to remember it, that you're going to be the one that took his virginity. Yeah. And I'm sure there are a lot of other girls that think like me too. Yeah, you just have to find a girl that's like me. Yeah. So, you ever been doing anything to find someone new? Meeting anyone? Going on dates? Or is it too early for that? Yeah? Still just processing the breakup? Okay. That's fine. Yeah. And to me, it seemed like you're doing a very good job at it. You're approaching it in a very healthy way, right? I saw that you posted some pictures of hanging out with your friends on Instagram. And obviously, you message us in the group chat a lot too. So, yeah. I think you're doing great. Yeah, but, the reason why I wanted to call was because I was a bit worried that even though you look fine on the surface, maybe, you were struggling with some things on your own, and I wanted to reach out to see if you needed someone to talk to, or even, even if you weren't struggling, it's always nice to talk to a friend, right? Yeah. Yeah, we should definitely call more often. Yeah. Oh. So, are you doing anything special this weekend? Or no? No? just staying at home. Yeah. Yeah, that's also nice. Watch your favorite movie. Or binge your favorite show. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to talk about? I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. I mean, I'm not doing great, obviously, because, you know, it's in the middle of the semester and I have a lot of work to do. But, yeah, other than that, I'm good. I'm great. Thank you for asking. Oh. Me? I don't think I'm doing anything this weekend either. Probably just work, getting some assignments done. Yeah? Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we can meet for lunch or dinner, whatever you prefer. Dinner? Okay. Saturday? Yeah, I'm free on Saturday. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Then I'll see you then. Okay. Yeah, just take care of yourself, okay? Like, if there's any issues, if there's anything you want to talk to me about, you know it's okay to tell me anything, right? Yeah. I'm not gonna judge. Okay, I have to admit that I sometimes do, but I try not to, okay? Yeah, I'll tell you when I need someone to talk to, too. Okay, then, see you this Saturday. Yeah. Bye.